Chapter 6.
We're going to open the House Committee on Administration, and we're going to open a work session on House Bill 2619. We have some Dash 1 amendments that actually put it into the bill and make it so that the next contract would be the one that we bid on. I've had conversations with people here, and I think that's the way we wish to go. So I would entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2619.
Representative Hannah moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2619. Any discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none, they are included. Now I would entertain a motion to the bill as amended.
Pardon?
Oh, we have to suspend the rules. We have a revenue, but we don't have the fiscal on this right now, and we could bring up Dexter Johnson, because I think you would have been the only one they would have asked about the revenue. So if you'd come up and explain, so at least we have an idea of what's out there with regard to of revenue. We've had that in for a while on the original bill. We haven't received it, so.
Mr. Chair, members, good morning. Dexter Johnson, Legislative Council. The fiscal impact, the information we sent to LFO was concerned the 8% assessment that the state printer assesses for purposes of putting print contracts out to bid, and that is used by them to basically fund their website that printers go to look to see what jobs are available. That is why we would use that service. And we estimated that at around $36,000. That's component number one of the fiscal. The other one, which we didn't have a hard number on, but that we believe is also a cost, is in the existing contract has a provisions for certain costs like paper, ink, that sort of thing, to be escalated on a indexed basis. And part of the benefit of the bargain of saying, well, we will, for this moral obligation of going back to you for a certain period of time before putting the contract out to bid again, these fixed cost escalators will be in the contract. We were unable to come up with a number for that. And I think that's what LFO is working on right now.
So that one actually could go down depending on what the costs today's market are. I mean, the escalated costs go up, but I mean, when you go out for bid, the reality is the bid could come out lower, and therefore that wouldn't have been a cost. So I mean, it depends on what happens in the contract bidding.
Right? Mr. Chair, that's somewhat correct. The bid process, of course, also allows us to take into account quality as well. So it wouldn't necessarily need to go to the lowest,
right. Correct.
The lowest bidder.
And so that cost of the 8% cost, does that actually occur to your department, or does that go to the cost of producing it later, the cost that people pay for the book?
Well, it would be a cost. By statute, we are required to recoup our costs through the sales price for the volume. So it would ultimately be recouped through, paid for by subscribers.
Okay. So it is a cost, but at some point we get that money back based on the sales of the book.
Mr. Chair, that is correct, although I note it is in some senses one of these squeezing of the balloon sort of things, because our biggest customer is the state.
So, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's, yes, Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So am I missing something, or the 8% takes place now, would take place, could take place under newly solicited bids? That, you're not saying that would be a change under this bill? you're just saying that's a reality that's true now, that could continue to be true as you're soliciting new bids in terms of both trying to recoup your own costs and trying to pay for those other costs.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Speaker, the 8% is assessed by the state printing office for their assistance in bid preparation. So if we don't go out to bid, we don't pay the 8%. But that 8% assessment is existing law.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, go ahead. Follow up, yes. That would be recouped. Would that be recouped as part of the bid and eventual contract you're awarding?
Mr. Chair, it would be recouped, but not through the printer wouldn't pay it. It would be part of the costs that we base our estimate of what the purchase price for the volumes is.
Representative Nolan.
No.
Okay.
The speaker covered the point I was trying to make.
So, yeah, I mean, it shifts. There's a shift there. It eventually won't cost anything for your department, but there is a shift. And it's also possible if the contract came in much lower than what we were going to pay that it could actually save us money if when we go out for bid this following year. Mm-hmm. The contract could come in because of the economy, other kinds of stuff. It could actually be cheaper than the contract we have. We don't know that right now. Could be more, could be less. I mean, we don't have an answer to that question.
Mr. Chair, it would, I think it's not necessarily accurate to say it would save us money because whatever the cost is ultimately passed on to the customers.
That's
if
true.
The cost is higher, the purchase price for RS is higher. If the cost is lower, the purchase price is lower.
Right. Gotcha. I hope that gives some information. I will entertain...
Could we stand at ease for just a moment?
We can. Let's stand at ease. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, colleagues, I think we've heard a description of how this piece of legislation would work. We've also heard that through the sale of the production, the cost would be recouped. So I would like to propose a motion to suspend the rules for the purposes of allowing this committee to vote on this bill and move it to the floor.
Because we don't have the...
Right, because we do not have the complete fiscal, but again, the description given to us makes this very neutral from a fiscal standpoint.
So Representative Hanna moves we suspend the rules for the purpose of voting on House Bill 2619 because we do not have currently the fiscal. So that's the motion. Is there any objection to suspending the rules? Seeing none, that motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move House Bill 2619 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hanna moves House Bill 2619 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative
Hunt?
Aye.
Representative Kopp?
Representative
Nolan?
No.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
President Maurer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hannah?
Aye.
Chair Rowland?
Aye. Motion passes. Anybody in particular like to carry this bill? Representative Wisnant, would you like to carry?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the vote, and but I would not like to carry it because I'll be...
I would be glad to carry the bill. So I'll take it. Any other business before the committee? I think we've gotten a Senate bill, so we'll probably schedule one of these in the future. I appreciate people getting here. And with that, we're going to close our committee on administration.